видеть у себя на экране сегодня.
Good morning to all participants of our virtual lesson. I am very glad to see, first of all, I'm very glad to see these people on the screen in front of me. Naturally, the Moscow group. Unfortunately, we are not yet in the Rossiya cinema, movie theater. Once they're there, we'll begin our new program. I see Vitaly from Toronto. I see a long table, people sitting at it. And here I see a bar from Odessa. And who is on the right there? Женя Фридкин from New York. I see him. Very good. Moscow, Vilnius, Minnesota. Фридкин is obviously a New York group, a group from Toronto, the Odessa group. I'm very happy to see you, and I hope that you can see me. Hopefully we'll have a large screen and we'll see the entire world. We think that it doesn't mean much, this communication and exchange of a visual connection, even if it's not in real time. In principle, those people who visited us during the Passover holidays feel what it is to be united, what it means that a lot of people get together, united by one goal, and hopefully these virtual lessons will provide us with a powerful charge similar to that which we had during Pesach. It will be so powerful that we won't feel any disconnection from each other, and we won't fall, but only rise, ascend in our aspiration to the Creator. So these virtual lessons will create this foundation in us. Of course, we will have all kinds of conflicts and falls, all kind of hardships and obstacles, that it will all be a very serious component on our way. I hope that more and more groups will appear on my screen and I will be able to hear them, see them, and this purely technical opportunity to communicate will grow. As usual, our lesson will consist of two parts. The first part will be devoted to the book Pri Chacham, the introduction. And the second part of the lesson will deal with the study of the Tansferot. We'll take some excerpts from the third part of the book, whatever is necessary to complete that puzzle created by all Kabbalists. We don't have to study this after this in a certain consequence. We have to learn according to the state that the group goes through. And from my rabbi's experience, this enables me to act because I acquired that experience from him. We just picked up some parts of the study of the Tansferot according to the state that I was going through, That is why today we do the same. So please don't be surprised that we skip from one topic to another. Then suddenly we take a certain part of the study of the Tansferot, maybe the eighth part or the tenth part, and then go back to the third one. It will be chosen by me in accordance with what kind of vessels are before me and whatever dosage of influence I can make in a certain situation. So, Pri Chacham, the introduction, I remember we traveled in the forest of Ben Shemen, and he wrote this article and read it out to me. That's what is written in this article. We distinguish many levels in the world. See that even in our world we see all kinds of levels. Every kind has its own species, so it's limitless variety. And take into account that our world, in comparison with the spiritual one, is like a small dot. We always think that the spiritual world is some system that we try to study. The multiple details of the spiritual world, the billions of times more numerous, more vivid than in our world. And now we see, as we develop from our present state, aspiring for the spiritual, we see the inner wealth in us. We discover all kinds of sensations that we haven't noticed before. We perform all kinds of actions in this world. We fall and rise and do not notice anything. We'll discover the entire world. We just start this process and later we will discover worlds. So Rabash is writing, we distinguish between many levels in the worlds, but we have to know that it is said about according to us, in regards to us. Whatever we can't grasp, we can't call by name, can't express. It refers to the Kabbalists, when they grasp something and they relate to us. And it refers to us. Whatever we can't grasp, we can't express. We know it from our reality. When we read some material, and depending on our present state, we can suddenly feel the depth and richness of the text, and we'll discover a whole new world. So it all depends on what we comprehend. Everything in nature is designed and felt only according to our vessels, to our perception. The reason lies in the fact that a name that we give to some phenomenon expresses the comprehension itself. It's like similar to man's name, and this person can be characterized according to this name, or a man calls some object according to his comprehension. So everything that exists is divided into three main categories. The first, from up down, is called Atzmuto, the essence of the Creator, something that has no connection with us. We call it He, the Creator Himself, something that exists and is unattainable by me. So how can I speak about its existence? Because I only comprehend something which emanates from Him, and consequently I can speak about the source of this influence. So we don't speak about Atzmuto, the essence, because the root of the creation starts below that level, from the thought of creation, where we are included as the end of the action, is included in the initial thought. Below the essence is the thought of creation. What should be done with the creations, and what state they can be finally led to. Below this first category, there is a category of infinity. It's the essence of the thought of creation, bestowal of the endless infinite light. And this connection is between this supreme force and the souls. And we interpret this connection as the desire to bestow upon the creations. Infinity means the beginning of action. The Creator is absolutely kind with us, because His plan is to lead us to the state of eternity and perfection. And this state of infinity is called a combination of a vessel and the light. But the vessel is neutralized by the light and rules it completely. The connection between the Creator and the created beings is called the desire to bestow upon the creations. Let's draw it on the blackboard so we can see it. So there is Atzmuto, the essence of the Creator, which is unattainable by us. Then below it, the thought of creation. And how this thought, this conception, is realized in the world of infinity. Then the worlds Адам Кадмон, Ацилут, Брия, Йецира, Асия descend down to the level of our world. And from down up we go through the stages of concealment, then revelation, until we reach from up down. Reach the world of infinity. So my rabbi writes that There is the first category, which is called Atzmuto, the essence of the Creator. Then the thought of creation, the universal plan, the initial point where there is some relation between Atzmuto and the souls. And the third category is the soul, which begins its way from the level of our world and gradually ascends to the realization of the thought of creation. So, from up down, the worlds are built. The structure of the worlds and the creation of the souls, and then from down up, the souls get corrected. The correction of souls means their ascent to the world of infinity. So there is Atzmuto, the essence of the Creator,
and
the worlds, and the soul, us, that afterwards rise to the level of the world of infinity. And Rabash discusses all these three categories. Infinity is the connection between Atzmuto and the souls, the essence of the Creator. The Creator himself cannot be connected directly to the souls. This connection is realized only in the thought of creation. So we are connected with the world of infinity, and it is interpreted by us as a limitless, endless, infinite desire on the part of the Creator to bestow His pleasure upon us in all our sensations, in our intellect. Whatever is created is in us as receptacles ready to receive pleasure. Everything in us is bound to grow to the up to the level of infinity. And there's no opportunity to find out anything on the level of Atzmuto. Since we are just desire to receive, the way we can perceive this supreme power, we can sense only through our feelings, what we can feel inside. Besides, we have no opportunity to clarify anything, find out anything about Atzmuto. All information that penetrates our vessel and enters it and is felt as and then beside our sensations is our mind that analyzes all our emotions and feelings. All worlds in relations to the vessels are determined, are defined as the light. So if I speak only about the soul and whatever it receives from outside, then around the soul only the world of infinity exists. But if I start to comprehend, to attain what I receive from the world of infinity, then I speak about the worlds. The worlds are just measures of my attainment of the world of infinity. Actually, I am in the world of infinity. But these There are only two categories, the second and the third. Only the world and I. And the measure of my feeling the world of infinity is called either the world of Asiya or Yetzirah Briya, Atzilut, Adam Kadmon. These are measures of attaining the infinity. And these are small, insignificant measures because I lack vessels. They are not developed enough so that I could completely feel what is around me. And don't be mistaken when that we are define all these details. When we study these words, we discover that there are five partsufim in each world and five sferot in each partsuf, and all in all there are five worlds, so 5 by 5 equals 125. So Rabash says that don't be mistaken about all these details. They are non-existent. In fact, they only appear when we start to attain some portion of the world of infinity. Say, I'm here. This is the soul. And around me, there is the world of infinity. If I grasp some part of it, some volume, then this part would be called the world of Briya. In fact, this world does not exist until I start feeling it, because it's just a portion of the world of infinity which I start to feel. It doesn't exist by itself. There are no measures. It's only the measures of my attainment of the world in infinity. I can speak about these steps, these levels. It's very, very important for us to remember that we shouldn't materialize spirituality. We don't have to think that here am I and here are the spiritual worlds. The first category, we don't discuss, we speak only about the second and the third categories, about the world of infinity and the soul. So if we take the forward, in the preamble to the science of Kabbalah, Bara Sulam says that all worlds exist inside man. Outside of him, they don't exist. The world in Hebrew is olam. It's the same root of the word alama, is concealment. The world actually is a concealment. The measures of concealment exist inside me, according to the incorrected, unimproved state of my kelim, of my vessels. So my inner concealment turn into revelations, and I attain more and more of that space that I am in, up to the point where I enter the world of infinity. And the prayer which we raise, the desire that goes through all my inner concealments that we call worlds, up to the level of the world of infinity, and only there, where the thought of creation was conceived, where my root exists, my desire has to achieve that level, and then My prayer is set to reach the goal, and it attracts Ormakiv, the surrounding light, which purifies my soul and pulls me up back to that point in the world of infinity where I come from. Although we discuss it during our lessons, the notions of prayers, the raising of man up to the level of Atzilut, but we only say, express it in this way. Actually, man raises to the world of infinity, and the answer can be received only from that level. Hence we say that there is no change in the light itself. I, Havaya, Tetragrammaton, the Creator's name, never change. We know that the world of infinity appeared because Atzmuto emanated the light, the face, zero face. Then there were four more faces. So these 1, 2, 3, 4 faces are called Avaya in Hebrew. The four-letter name of the Creator. What does it mean? It means that He treats us, refers to us, according to this structure, this system. So the fourth phase, Malchut, represents the world of infinity. Out of it descend all the souls that later, afterwards, rise back to the initial level. So, I, Avaya, never change means that the Creator created the world of infinity, and we are actually in it, and our inner corrections will enable us to feel where we really are. So, in fact, we study this four-letter name of the Creator. Then, Rabash says that in order for us to attain the world of infinity, not in the way we perceived it before our descent. So in order to attain this state, now I have to ascend to that level. If I do it myself, if I do it on my own, what I do during my ascent consists in adding other souls to my own. I add more and more souls while ascending, and when I reach the level of Malchut of the world of infinity, I add all the souls existing. Every one of us will fill this volume. Everything is built on the principle of giving. So each element of the creation reaches the full attainment of the Creator and complete equality with Him, each and every one of us. That's the principle, love thy neighbor as thyself, is the general rule of the Torah. When we add all souls to our own and treat them as if they are my own, then I become equal to the Kli of the world of infinity. And this is the principal law, the general rule, of the Torah. So the entire light of the, which is the Torah, which is called the Torah, will enter the Kli. The upper light consists of two components. The attaining one and the attained. I cannot receive the entire light of infinity in myself. It is done very gradually, slowly, taken in very tiny portions of it by making my properties similar to the light. So I can speak only about certain levels of it that I attain in accordance to how my desire becomes similar to the light. So I am in the world of infinity, but depending on how similar my desire will become to the surrounding around me. In our present state, we cannot feel anything outside of us because all our intentions are directed inside. We are living inside our desire. Such existence inside our desires is called our world, this world. Only our desires exist, nothing else. But as soon as man is able to neutralize his desire, he sort of dissolves in the surrounding space. He only performs restriction on his desire. Then such state is called ubar, or an embryo. He already becomes a point which is static and passive and does not interfere with the emanation of the light. So it transcends it. And the dot exists inside this light. And as soon as we do this, first restriction on our egoistic desires will feel a small portion of the infinity. As soon as the spiritual aspirations prevail in us, that very moment we abolish our animal desires and will start existing passively so far in the spiritual world. So it's similar to an embryo in a mother's womb. The state of neutralizing our egoistic desires is called the crossing of the barrier. And we immediately start feeling the world of infinity, but we cannot understand what's going on in it. But as soon as we can get out of our with our sensations, to get out of our inner sensations, imagine that outside exists a great desire. How can we find out what exists in this outside desire? We have to add it, to attach it to ours. We have to live in this desire. make it our own. So we have to get out of ourselves and start feeling what is beyond us. Live in the desires that are outside us. To the extent of this ability, we can feel the actual world, quite a new volume of the universe opens up before us. It's a new dimension that we discover. We feel nothing of it so far. So these measures around us, we would be comprehending, attaining gradually, and they would be called worlds until we attain the entire volume of it, and then ultimately it would be called the world of infinity, the infinite world. And in any of our states that we go through in the process of correcting our vessels, any of these states will consist of two elements from the light and the vessel. There's nothing more. The light is the world of infinity because the light governs there. And the kli, the vessel, is the soul. So we can speak about any state, characterize it in a way of the contact between the soul and the light. This is all we study. Everything that exists in all the worlds and in ours too, all that exists descends to such a low level that it materializes. So Rubash says that whatever we attain according to our vessels. Similar to the situation where we look at a table, according to our senses, we feel that it's hard, it's rectangle, made of this or that material. We evaluate the object. But it doesn't mean that this very object would look the same in the eyes of some other creature. It will perceive it quite differently. So we always have to speak in regards to whom this object is attained. The four-letter emanation of the light, Avaya, is absolute, and we attain out of it according to the state we are in. We come to a conclusion that until we attain the Creator, we can't say how we look in His eyes. If we attained Him, we would at the same time feel how He feels us. Then we would have some mutual reciprocal area of feelings, sensations. And this is what we have to achieve ultimately. Hence the law saying that there's no changes in the light, all changes take place in the vessels, is an absolute law. Everything is measured in relation to us, so we have to speak only about our corrections. Through which we enter the world of infinity, and according to it, we will feel our bodies our relatives, people around us, will see quite differently, because we will see them through the eyes of the Creator, from the world of infinity. So this world will be felt on the level that we attained. If we could attain our world from the point of the world of Atzilut, then all our sensations in this world would be perceived by us through the eyes of the world of Atzilut, or even the world of infinity. So whatever happens with us, we would see it from the world of infinity. So the goal of creation is not to abolish this world or other worlds. It consists only in rising to the world of infinity and see the reality as the Creator sees it. So the state of final correction, our world does not disappear. This matter will exist. We would feel it as if it is in the world of infinity. And thanks to the fact that we would see it on different levels, we will sense that we are on the level of the Creator. That's what Rabash, as far as I believe, in his introduction to for the book Pri Chacham, this is the explanation that I received from him and relate now to you. We covered a certain part of the commentary for the Sulam, and we discussed the work in three lines. We touched upon it, and then later we'll come back to it and continue studying it. Why? Because we can go through the material to which we are somehow prepared by our sensations. The same as what we discussed today. When can I feel the outside world? When I give birth to new vessels, it's like a radio set, and its antenna only detects one certain wave by its inner contour that is perceived out of this ocean of waves. So it's the inner frequency and the outside frequency coincide. That's why the device can detect it. Based on the principle of matching. And on this principle, all sensations, spiritual and material, so if we expand them, we would feel much more. And in this measure, we would be able to understand what we feel. That is why we often read the material and don't understand a single thing in it. It seems senseless to us. The sentences and the words do not combine. Then, after a while, we get more experience in our spiritual work, on our some changes took place in our sensations. We got a little wiser, have gained some experience, and when afterwards we open the same book, and see the same material, we start to understand it, but only in the measure when practically new vessels were formed in us. So we went through some material in the past and we left it, and then we'll come back to it when new vessels will be formed in us, new sensors for analyzing this material. This is how Kabbalah is studied. It's not learned from one book to another in a chronological order. Each book possesses its inner structure, and depending on how far men manage to ascend, you can take a certain material. So we leave the introduction to the commentary for the Sulam. I made a point of it, and meantime we come